keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening, everyone. Today is March 11th, 2018. Good evening from Western Montana. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. The high temps today in Montana were in the 40s, and of course our lows are still around 22 or so. We had a really hard frost this morning. The snow is melting, and of course the robins are showing up, which is good news. And of course there is some green grass poking through. That doesn't mean we won't get more snow or something like that yet. Who knows? Anyway, you're welcome to join us in the chat room at the following URL, onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room to answer calls, and the phone lines are open at 1-800-313-9443. Tonight I wanted to start the show off with an illustration that might kind of grab your attention. So if you can just imagine for a moment here that you and a neighbor don't agree with everything in life, and perhaps you have raised your children different, or that he doesn't like the type of friends that hang around your home, and of course this could lapse into the wee hours of the morning. Even a stereo blaring or something like that might get too loud at times. But anyway, as well, you can look over at his place and you always see him cleaning his guns or something like that, you know, and that you're shocked that he has guns, so you think that those guns should be outlawed. What would happen, though, if through the years you occasionally, between that neighbor, got into a scrap with him, and so one day you've basically had it with the way he treats your family. And, of course, too obsessed in the plane with his guns and not sure if he's going to shoot over your house or at your kids or what like that. But there's been numerous times that the police have been called to kind of diffuse these tensions. And what would you do, though, one day if he used those guns in a way to set up a blockade so that you or your family were now basically hostage to all of his obsession with his guns? And, of course, he blockades your home, cutting off your fuel for your heating, your cooking. And then he backs you into a corner where this aggression is causing your family to slowly starve to death. In return, though, he calls the cops on you, citing in the police report that he sees that you are starving your family to death. So now he's blaming you for the conditions that he caused. And, of course, spinning in such a way, though, that it shows that his blockade isn't even mentioned, nor the cause, as I mentioned. So your neighbor also has friends at the police department, and again, through the use of lawfare, could now get your children removed through the courts for the very alleged treatment that you now are caused, you know, are seen caused by his actions, and yet you have no defense as the police are supplying the courts and the attorneys that promote his lies, not yours. Things could even turn more violent when your children start dying. And, of course, once backed into a wall in those conditions like that, people will get kind of frantic there because they don't like to see anyone die. And, of course, imagine if through all this action you come out fighting, as I mentioned, and, of course, the police are called and his police SWAT team buddies suddenly are at your door. I bring this out here because that's the aforementioned is basically how sanctions work, naval blockades or whatever that stop heating fuels and food supplies from reaching your family and the starvation that sets in. If you'll notice here with, say, North Korea, everything that North Korea does is wrong, evil, whatever like that. You constantly hear the highlights of how they're starving their people. And, of course, if you could imagine if you had decades, evening, Justin, you could imagine if you had decades of these sanctions imposed upon you, which were basic blockades. And, of course, blockades like that are collective punishment on entire peoples. And, of course, the more irate you saw your neighbor getting, the more you might want to think about defending yourself. But this is a form of bullying. And, of course, what would you do, though, now if you had the entire neighborhood rallying on your neighbor's behalf so that your neighbors now turned your entire neighborhood against you? The problem with sanctions, as everyone knows, is they deprive other people, just like over in Iraq with the U.S.-led sanctions there, which starved 500,000 Iraqi children to death. Madeleine Albright saying that the price was worth it. The sanctions on Russia for alleged activities in Ukraine. The problem is that most people just don't see that. And the same premise is where they cite the prisons or such conditions in Korea as being so horrible and people are starved to death, shot and stuff. Well, we have Gitmo and other of these black prisons that have done this for years. But again, no one likes to ever cite anything that America does that could possibly be wrong. It's always the other guy. You should get a ham operator's license there, Justin. You'd be good on the weather report. Anyway, but that's where these sanctions lead people. And of course, if you do any research from when the United States started its little empirehood, if that's a word, that sanctions have always led to eventual war. And they did that with Japan, where Churchill and Roosevelt had tricked Japan through 8-point sanctions of starvation to where Japan had to eventually go out and seek its needs for its people in neighboring China. And, of course, as I brought out before, that Aussie codebreaker who broke the Imperial Japanese Code back in 39, well before 1941, so the alleged sneak attack was all a hoax. But, again, these are just to goad people. It'd be like, oh, I forget who I was just telling here recently about how my ex-wife at one time had my dog shot, beautiful sheepdog, and after asking her why she did that, she said because one of her friend's kids had been pulling its little docked tail there, you know. And so without even thinking about it, I just went up to my wife and I started talking to her. But as I did, I gave her the old finger in the chest there, you know. And finally she slapped my hand away and I said, that's probably how my dog felt. But I got the point across without no violence or anything like that. But the point is when you goad people, that's usually when they react. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. Over the last week here, I've been watching videos posted on a YouTube channel called News Now Houston. It's on YouTube, as I said. They are dubbed as First Amendment audits. And, of course, this is where photography is not a crime, and this has been deemed so by the Homeland Security. But you should watch how the mindsets of those are that have been shaped for the police state and how everyone is now, they're all basically a terrorist. And they're basically the videos where these people go out to post offices, drug enforcement agencies, FBI, everything. And they just start filming from public access. And before too long, you have a plethora of agents out there demanding your ID, what you're doing, where you're from. And, of course, under laws, you don't even have to answer them. And, of course, eventually the police are called. And, of course, no crime has been committed. And, of course, they walk away without having to even ID themselves. And this really makes these in those agencies mad. And some of these guys get actually violent, knocking cameras out of people's hands, cuffing them. I mean, it goes on and on. But anyway, this is the mindset that people have. And of course, people don't read there, like where the FBI has been behind damn near almost every domestic terrorist act. And that's covered in the New York Times, The Guardian, and also Trey Gowdy did a thing on a Senate oversight thing where they were questioning the FBI on the countless millions of dollars that they pay these patsies to formulate these attacks, and are in many ways supplied the needs and means to be able to do them. And sometimes they're inert bombs, but like the World Trade Center 93, that wasn't one, but the FBI supplied that. But anyway, again, this is just to promote this fear, so that you know that anyone is, whether they're Arab, Muslim, or what, that people constantly have this fear, this phobia of other people. And this is not the America I grew up in. Like I say, I've mentioned before, we all got along, had no problem. Our workmates were all Korean, Mexican, whatever like that, you know. Our neighbors were all black. But as long as they keep the tensions up, then it keeps that ire up. And, of course, whenever the U.S. wants to claim something, like, say, a stabbing somewhere, that it's suddenly some guy from Somalia. And then instantly the day after that, you see Obama sending troops down to Somalia. These are just mind games they play with you. But I wish people would wake up to that, because it's not only a waste of public resources because of these laws. I mean, say you're standing there with a camera there and you've got 15 law enforcement agencies out there dilly-dallying around about why you're there. Well, it's a First Amendment protected activity, you know. But, of course, think of those clocks running, of all those people on the clocks, the patrol cars idling, you know, the other calls that aren't being, you know. But these are just First Amendment audits, just to see how far this country has basically soaked itself into this surreal world of everything's a terrorist. But in line with that, I have a couple of videos here for you to listen to here. But this is right back on this sanctions thing here, and I want you to hear the scope of this. Ken, if you want to go ahead and play, if you can play all three of those in a row, that'd be fine, okay?
Russia warns it is close to retaliating after a new United States sanctions bill was passed in the House of Representatives. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the country has repeatedly warned the U.S. it would retaliate against what it saw as hostile moves, adding it has grown tired of showing restraint. A prominent Russian lawmaker member also said on Facebook that further degradation of bilateral cooperation is becoming inevitable. Tuesday's sanction package passed in the U.S. Congress is believed to be targeting the Kremlin as well as the White House. And President Trump has not decided when or whether to sign the bill. But experts believe Trump is unlikely to exercise his veto right, considering sanctions on the Democratic People's Republic of Korea are in the same package.
And the next one's on Munich.
The Syrian city of Aleppo risks becoming a giant grave.
On the obligations of the UN sanctions and our sanctions programs.
To what extent is Russia helping North Korea evade the sanctions?
I'm not going to make any comments specifically on that, other than to say that obviously Russia and China are two countries that have traded with them, and we are working actively with both of those. But I don't want to leave here without emphasizing, you haven't asked me yet, we are working on Russia sanctions. I can assure you that is in the process. I will be back here within the next several weeks to talk about that. But again, I just want to emphasize, I think, you know, under Section 241, okay, we did deliver both the unclassified and classified report. And as I've repeatedly said, we are working on sanctions as a follow-up to that. Again, as it relates to North Korea, we're looking everybody the same. So the ability that we have under North Korea is not differentiated by country. We've done over 100 sanctions under our Ukraine and Russia abilities that we've done since the president's been in office. We will continue to look at those abilities, as well as the authority we've been given under CATSA, which I think you know had huge bipartisan support, and election meddling. Thank you very much.
That third one in there still, or was it out of cue?
This is Ukraine being torn apart from the inside. Just who is responsible for this behavior? Bloodshed, violence. The West and Russia continue the back and forth of blame. Russia called for this emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to warn the West Ukraine's crackdown could be, in his words, a fatal error.
I would recall that before, Washington has always requested that the legitimately elected President Yanukovych not use force against its people, threatening everything. But that's very strange logic. Now, force can be used against civilians.
President Obama is dismissing the Russian concerns, saying that these are armed protesters with the capability of shooting down helicopters. He says that is evidence that they are, in fact, backed by Russia. Well, meeting German Chancellor Angela Merkel, President Barack Obama warned they are preparing sanctions that would target sectors of the Russian economy, floating some possible targets like Russian military equipment or its financial sector. And the two leaders announced a new time frame for those severe sanctions. The president had warned they would only be imposed if Russia's military moved into Ukraine. Now interfering in the upcoming election would be enough.
As Angela Merkel said, if, in fact, we see the disruptions and the destabilization continuing so severely that it impedes elections on May 25th, we will not have a choice but to move forward with additional, more severe sanctions.
World leaders have warned that could hurt the global economy. The message from Washington to Moscow, that's a risk they are willing to take. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.
All right, that's basically what you see what these sanctions do. Of course, they're meant to hurt, deprive, to restrict financially, and of course, usually it's due with arms sales. Now, recently, we've had Iraq that has decided to buy the S-400s, and the U.S. is talking about sanctioning Iraq. It's anyone that does business outside of the United States, there's instant sanctions. You remember John McCain was sitting there lobbying so hard to send all these terrorist groups over there in Syria, who has a democratically elected government. The U.S. calls it a regime, but was it 86% of the Syrians in a majority picked Bashar al-Assad as their president, and the U.S. doesn't like that. The same thing up there in Ukraine, where the U.S. using $5 billion overthrew the democratically elected government while Russia was busy with the Sochi Olympics, and the old Victoria Nuland and FDEU and all that crap, if you remember it. But now the U.S. is talking about its final decision to supply arms to Ukraine, which, of course, is likely to fuel more tensions over there. And, of course, if anyone does any research, they'll find out that Ukraine, when it was that coup was led over there, the people of Crimea did not want anything to do with that junta. And so under international law, they voted to, just like you hear Texas or California want to secede from that union, they voted under international law for their rights for self-determination, and it was granted to them. Then after that, being that their majority demographically were all Russian to begin with, they wanted to reunite with Russia. And, of course, they voted for it, and Russia accepted it. And, of course, this is a thwart to all this U.S. hegemony. But, of course, these sanctions are all put onto it, and we have the mainstream media out there that constantly push this narrative that Russia's invading this, Russia's invading that. Russia has placed its country around all these U.S. military bases. Same thing with Iran, you know. Here you have Iran with all those military bases around it. And, of course, the U.S. keeps pushing its missiles and stuff, just like in North Korea. You can go back to the neighbor that I was talking about here at the beginning here, where you have a neighbor that has finally armed themselves, knowing exactly what has happened to their country before, and wants no part of what the United States is doing or to be part of that agenda. And there may be some talk about Kim Jong-un's background, and they're all CIA or what like that, but whatever, in the interim like that, people get killed, but Still, the United States uses this to sell billions of dollars in arms to Taiwan, to South Korea, to Japan. And that's the important thing, is the arms industry, the military-industrial complex. Here we have a commercial coming up here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned. Radio, double talk is all you
get. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. You know, in closing up with that last portion on these sanctions there, you know, we know, like a news article from New Delhi talks about how the United States' decision to supply weapons to Ukraine can be termed as a move, as I mentioned, that would inflame more tensions. And of course, the U.S. calls these enhanced defensive capabilities. And when you watch what Ukraine is doing in shelling Donbass over there and killing all those civilians and stuff, this has nothing to do with their defensive capabilities. The same thing with the United States supplying all those terrorists over in Syria with hundreds of millions of dollars in arms and training. And as can be noted, as they send more and more photos out of liberated areas of all the U.S. and Israeli arms that are left behind as those people scatter. And Russia is probably no different in what he's what Putin is doing over there for the eastern area of Ukraine by helping those people fend off what the aggression is from the western side of Ukraine. And it's just a constant tit for tat. And they keep ramping it up, more and more arms, more and more sanctions to make it look like it, you know, someone else is the aggressor. And again, this was all done at the behest of the United States, both Syria, Ukraine, Libya, Iraq, and they have totally destroyed those areas. And of course, all you ever hear about is the U.S. and making sure that oil is sold in the U.S. dollar, etc., etc., which speaks volumes on actually on how the economy is going. We know right now from the latest jobs report listed there that over 180,000 jobs were created in the service sector. And of course, what they omit from that is most of them are below 34.0 hours, which is basically part-time. And of course, that means that no one really has any money. And of course, with this, it shows the economy continues to fail. And every time it does, there's usually a big war that goes along with it. So all I can say is basically is get your children ready. Anyway, daily we have the media, Donald Trump and others, talking about how great the economy is. Jobs are coming back home. And that's a little bit too far from the truth. We know that Abercrombie and Fitch is closing 60 more stores. The aerosols is 4 out of their 88 stores are definitely remaining open, which means that there's possibly 88 or 84 that's on the chopping block. BCBG is 118 stores that have closed. BB is 168 of their stores have closed. Bon-Ton, they filed for Chapter 11, will be closing 48 more stores. The Children's Place, has they plan to close hundreds of stores by 2020. And then, of course, they're going digital into the web. CVS pharmacies and such, they have closed 70 stores, but thousands still remain viable. The Foot Locker, they're closing 110 underperforming stores. And this list goes on and on and on. But what is not announced with this is with every store closing comes the layoff of workers. And when you lay off a worker, that's a potential loss of an apartment, a home foreclosed on, an automobile repossessed, as well as a default on credit cards and utility bills. They are doing everything they can to keep this mirage going that the economy is doing so great, and of course it's not. And then even over in Syria right now, this is how bad things are. They are reporting, this Britain-based watchdog counts rebel fighters who are not deserters from armies, from the army as civilians. And of course, so whenever you hear that Russia has targeted, i.e. civilians, that these rebel fighters were actually among them, and basically all rebel fighters. And of course, whenever Syria offers some kind of a truce to say, hey, you know, quit fighting, join us, or whatever like that, that just makes the U.S. mad. And you can read story after story about thousands of these jihadist fighters are defecting from the U.S.-led coalition over there and going back into the actual communities. And it's horrible to see the massive pictures over there, which if you were to just make them black and white, they would look like the cratered cities of World War II, where just barely the buildings are standing. They're just shot full of bullet holes and armed missiles and everything like that. Anyway, bottom of the hour break, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this. Anytime you go, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works.
Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I have a caller online, but to finish up, I wanted to say that there's been 1,100 civilian casualties, and more than half of them were killed since this resolution was passed. And we constantly see where these, just like in Ukraine, these U.S.-backed rebels, whatever group they want to call themselves now, keep violating these ceasefires. Anyway, Mike in Chicago, good evening. How's things over there?
Well, you know, the weather's going to be a little nicer, I believe, next week at this time. Starting Friday, so that's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's freezing right now, and it's just been pretty cold all the time. And anyway, and then we had that virus that was spreading around that everybody caught, and even dogs, the animals were getting it. It was so intense. That's another topic. But the reason I called, you mentioned 182,000 jobs, and from my sources that I look at, I haven't really been seeing anything pertinent to the report, the numbers themselves, except through you, and that's why I'm calling. Even another source, I don't want to mention people's names here, Schiff Gold, you know, I mean, these people are just gold bugs. But the fact of the matter is, well, my opinion is that we have, interest rates are going up. I'm going to say that, and I'm going to say that the bond market is demanding this because of the debt. That's my opinion.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
And so, therefore, I don't know why I'm not, you know, and then you were mentioning 180,000 jobs. Even if I don't have the, I'm not really a numbers person, but I think, I believe it, because I'm, you know, I watch everything, and I think it was over 300,000, but if, I mean, geez, Lord, you know, like 200,000 of that, and then you only got another 100,000 that's, I mean, and the rest is service jobs.
That was the premise of it. See, whenever they do announce it, like this big, huge jobs increase like that, if you actually go find the numbers, it tells you exactly how many were actually in construction, and then the rest of them fall into what they call the service jobs, and that's always the highest number. And then they say that, right. Well, look, we added 100-some-odd thousand jobs, but of course, they're nothing jobs.
Right, right. Yeah, and you know what? That's what I'm worried about here. And there's been so much complacency and uncertainty with it, like, you know, with the volatility. I don't know, man. It's just you just can't believe what you hear. You kind of got to see it yourself and try to come up with an answer. And I don't know. Like I said, this is just my opinion. I don't think we're in a good place. You know, I was listening to that Trump speech earlier too that he. He's such a dynamic kind of speaker, and he's going to do it his way. And you know, the guy went bankrupt. I mean, you know, he did. He came out of bankruptcy. He's a real estate, person.
Mogul.
And that doesn't mean anything. I mean, and what we need to do, we need savings. We need a higher, we need a currency that's not going down. Because of a Federal Reserve or central banks that are going to push it down because they have no bullets left as far as
Mike,
interest rates. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Mike, I don't know how old you are, Mike, there, but in the 70s in the banks we had 6% on our savings. Today you actually have to pay the bank to have your money in there, and then there's all these associated fees that go with it.
That's right. That's right. And our grandparents, I mean, my great great grandmother and father. And my parents, okay, they had 20% on their savings with CDs.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they could live. They worked hard all their lives. I mean, times were people were tough back then. They worked hard as hell, and the money that they saved was able to take care of them. That is no longer going on, and everybody's depending on government now. Right. Everybody wants voting for entitlements and socialism. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's why they're keep floating this idea of this UBI or universal basic income is because no one has any money. But the problem is and I'll give you a for instance here. They did this. I forget the country they did this in, where a lot of people were taking that UBI and they're actually reinvesting in their own security by starting something up like knitting hats or something like that, then selling them. Here in America, yeah. You would see that happen, and most people take their money down to a casino and blow it. I mean, that's
right.
The mentality.
That's right.
And like, Mike, right. Over there in Chicago, you have all these distractions. You know, if you do a research of the crates of guns being dropped off in Chicago's back alleys, You'll realize that as long as they keep us fighting and you're more worried about a gang here and stuff, you won't be paying attention to the crime and corruption that's going on, you know?
That's right. And you know what? I don't. You know what? They're going to take. They think they want to. I think whatever they want to take away, whether it's guns or your right to privacy or any of these other constitutional issues, it's because we're broke. Huh?
Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody wants to talk about the debt. Nobody wants to talk about the interest. Nobody wants to talk about, unsustainability economically, by any means. And they just want a bunch of dumbed-down, fluoridated drug people, getting in accidents with, look at this kid in Florida. He was on psychotropes, man. There's a link between psychopathy and these reuptake inhibitors, and the new drug dealers are the pharmaceutical companies and the doctors. They're the drug pushers, huh?
Yeah, but the problem with that, though, Mike, is it still cannot be proven that kid even fired a single shot.
Right. Right.
And this is the premise, because just like Sandy Hook, instantly they want to destroy the evidence, the school.
Yeah.
And, of course, the guy that had tweeted out the fact there that he had questioned one of the school superintendents about $800 million missing from that school.
Wow.
And, there is so much going on in this country here.
Man. Yeah, and you know what? I called you because you mentioned a number, and I'm that kind of a person. I look at details, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking logically and rationally. And that's why I called. And, they're so complacent, docile. You know that word,
right?
Docile? When they fluoridated, who did that? The Nazis? I think they, or was it the Russians?
Everyone does it. And matter of fact, they're talking about putting, lithium in UK's water.
Wow.
But, again, you sedate a population with these SSRIs, you get them to self-diagnose themselves on TV at night. Are you feeling down, depressed, lonely like that? Talk to your doctor about such and such, What did people do?
Yeah.
What did people do 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago or anything like that when they either came home from wars or what like that, or they had to deal with crises? A lot of people went to talk therapists. They didn't go to some chemical treatment center.
Sure, that's right. Guinea pigs, to me, even if you want the chemtrails, whatever you want to talk about, I think this is just one big experiment, and they want all this data, all your privacy taken, and to find out what you're doing, where you're going, how you're getting there, and so forth and so on. Because you know what, the enemy is us, right?
Mike, here's another one for you.
Go ahead.
You can research about the Vietnam protest over in Washington there, and how they had parked these buses end to end so you couldn't get through them. And Nixon was in there on the inside there grinding his fingers together at 4 o'clock in the morning saying, they're going to kill us, they're going to kill us. Now we have the same premise here. There was no problem when they decided to raise the size of the gates and fences around the White House. That's because they know what would happen. If you think a Black Friday sale in America is bad, when suddenly some stupid electronics device is offered for a sale price, and you have people clubbing each other to get it, imagine how that's going to be when food, water, and other necessities are actually needed, and what a Black Friday sale would look clear across America with 320 million people doing it.
That's right. And the thing I'm so upset about is, I feel like I'm a voice in the wilderness, nobody's taking paying attention to this. All this debt that we have, all of this liability, and and now you got the cryptos, and the government is the central banks are studying this. Okay, they admit it. You could see, read what they're doing when they do it. They're studying this. What they're going to do. They're going to, all these, I talked to a guy, we're really getting deep into a, conversation. I don't want to be going off here on tandems or whatever, but I my neighbor, I was talking to him, and I said, did you vote, I voted myself for early voting. Oh, I don't do that, he says, He says, I haven't paid taxes in 5 years, and it's all corrupt, the government. And I said, look, this is our system. If you don't vote, somebody else is going to do it for you. And you're going to be at the mercy of somebody, unexpected that you never even imagined. But you know what? That's like talking to the wall with this guy, all right? But here's my point. My point is we're in debt that has to be paid back. And once this technology, which it's continuing, it's getting cheaper, what's going to happen, and I call it the beast. I think this is going to be the beast system. You can look it up. The beast system is cashless. And what they're going to do, you're not going to be able to buy or sell without attributing yourself to this system. You know, and I'm a taxpayer. I'm a voter. I've always paid my taxes. I don't have any debt. I've always been on the, you know, I work and go along. But they're coming after everybody. Everybody thinks they're just going to walk away from this, and it's not going to happen. And let me tell you something else that's going to happen with that. If you die and you're 60,000-70,000 bucks in debt, with this beast system, they're going to get it, and that your family isn't going to have it. I'm telling you, this is going to get evil.
Yeah,
it's
Mike.
It's going to get evil.
Mike, here in Montana, here for my Medicare, Medicaid, I had to sign a form that should I regress into some type of a long-term whatever like that, a healthcare situation, that the state can take my property. I actually had to sign a form for that.
Holy cow.
But when I saw that, I wondered, well, what will they do with the banks? Because the bank is the one that holds the mortgage like that, and the state's what going to, I mean, is this going to be sold for pennies on the dollar or something like that? But that's how it is, you know. And the other thing that I always try to, wait a second, Mike. The other thing I always try to say is, you know, people get hooked up on this pluralism so much. They say our debt and stuff. I didn't sign for anything. Matter of fact, I had from a prior getting screwed by Citibank in 2008, I had a credit card that was through HSBC. And they went after my Social Security, which is against federal and state law, and they seized it for 2 months in a row. And that's the only thing a man has to live on. Then, later on, because of banking bailouts, they got to write off all that debt, and then they assigned that debt to what they call a collection agency. Then when the collection agency calls you, you say, okay, well, show me the contract that I have with you. And it's like instantly like, what? Well, it's like when you sell a car. That car does not become someone else's possession until the original title owner puts his signature on it. This debt is not ours. We didn't advocate these $1 trillion lost by the Pentagon in all these illegal wars. We didn't authorize the bailing out of these bankers or these corporations like Solyndra and stuff. It's not our debt.
I agree.
Odious
but
debt.
Listen, this is the four-letter word we're talking about here. All right, and they want people to be dumbed down, complacent, docile, and just screw it. You know, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to screw the whole thing. Let's go to socialism, Marxism. You know, that's my opinion. I know you're more optimistic and in reality to know that yes, this is the truth. We did not do this, but they want retarded. Unpolitically correct language, retarded people, you know, not to do anything about nothing, and just look for the next universal basic income. It's a sad story we're talking about here, and it's gonna come to pass, man. I mean, you know, this is only my opinion, so you got your opinion. Maybe it's not gonna happen that way. Maybe the world is a bigger place than just me. You know, I'm only in a regional area here. But and I haven't really gotten out, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this, Mike. I can see it here in Montana. When you drive down our highways and stuff, there's very little traffic. A lot of the stores, restaurants are closing down. The main thing to remember, though, is as we do in our part, it's kind of like Bill O'Reilly when he says, if you can't support our troops, then shut up. And then we realize that after all that devastation in Iraq, that it was all over a lie. And then, of course, we're supposed to be totally sympathetic to the affected U.S. soldiers that come back with PTSD, knowing now what they, you know, and I do, I feel sorry for them in that way, but they were lied to. And it's only going to change when people here in America finally get tired of being lied to, because nowhere in the Constitution does it give the authority of the government to lie to us. And then in 2013, when they passed that propaganda thing to where U.S. citizens could legally be propagandized to. I mean, the government's out of control.
Right. And, you know, is that treason for a government official, for an elected representative to lie? Is that treason punishable by death?
Only under
the
oath.
Constitution?
Only under oath, because the old saying is, whenever a politician opens his mouth, he lies. It's only when he's under oath, and that's why when Hillary and stuff did their in before the
committees.
Remember, she was not under oath. It's only the ones like Comey and stuff that when they say, "Well, he lied under oath,"
I'm sorry. She's a lawyer. Clinton's they always got to hire lawyers to screw us around. Our representatives.
Right.
You ever notice
right.
that? You see?
Oh, yeah.
And that's why Trump is so good. He's not a politician. He's not a lawyer. He's nothing. He's a deal maker. We don't need to be in a casino anymore. We need to get our rear end together, right?
Well, I have my views on Trump there, but I mean, anyone can go from a CEO to a mass murderer in less than a year, you know. But
I agree with you. Listen, why don't you get on to another caller? If you do you have one or
no, I don't. No, I don't. But I have a break coming up here. Okay.
Yeah, and I gotta get calling myself. But listen, God bless you. Thanks a million. Love America. I love you and anybody else who just you know is a great
All
tries
right.
to be.
Sounds
a
good, Mike. Gotta go. Okay.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio, anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back.
You're listening On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443, and the phone lines are open. I have two stories here that go together here, but first I want to premise this with, I don't know if Donald Trump does all his tweets or not, because sometimes it seems like his Twitter account is like so far out of this world. But anyway, this deals with all this stuff about Russia and foreign agents and stuff. And on Trump's Twitter account last night, it had mentioned something again about this registering as foreign agents. And we have that in the media now, where like RT has to, you know, anything doing with Russia has to be like foreign agents. But I tweeted back saying that the U.S. Congress, the entirety of U.S. Congress, should have to be required to register as foreign agents because they don't represent America. And to go on to that, there comes an article here about the perverse arguments from Israel's perverse lobby. And these pro-Israel advocates took umbrage or offense or annoyance lately when the EU lawmakers suggested that they belong to a perverse lobby. And, of course, this is what Israel is doing to a lot of these institutions. This here dealt with basically Brussels and the control of what's going on over there. And, of course, it's always the narrative, of course, is that Israel is always being picked on by its nasty neighbors. And then right now they're trying to bury this report and a second story about Al Jazeera, where it's undercover film on the Israel in the, or the U.S. is Israel's lobby. And, of course, like Micah Rivera would say, whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. And you have to think of that, like when you watch these commercials on TV, like sending a $25 food basket to Israel for the starving Jews. And I have no problem with helping people out if they're actually starving. But remember, in 2015, Israel's GDP was $299 billion for a population of 8.2 million people, and who mostly 2 million of those don't even live there. They're actually outside that. They're dual citizens. So a roundabout population of 6 million people can't survive on $299 billion. There is something wrong. Then we have Netanyahu, who's always up there being indicted by his own people. But anyway, This article here about Al Jazeera goes on there. And again, this comes right back to the Foreign Agents Registration Act, commonly known as FARA. And these U.S. individuals and organizations are, you know, that have to or do their work on behalf of foreign governments, they should be and are required through counterintelligence section of the Department of Justice to register as such. We don't see that, though, but what we do see is our elected congressmen and stuff standing up and doing standing ovations for a foreign country that controls everything here, just like when they talk about border walls. And you find out with 95 million Americans that are unemployed that Israeli firms are getting the contracts to build the border walls. Who's training U.S. law enforcement? Israel. You can look that up under CRI training or ADL law enforcement training. It's all out there in the open there because everyone gloats about it. Anyway, top of the hour break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test.
I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.